With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's been an interesting year so far on the trade front with the Japan deal, the USMCA, and Phase 1 of a China agreement. But one potential market is of particular interest to Northwest fruit growers, and that is India. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thirlby says it's definitely a work in progress.
We've quietly been working over the years trying to bring over some importers quietly, and our biggest challenge is our fruit has phytosanitary restrictions going into India. And their cold chain there is improving all the time, but it's still comparatively not great as, you know, some other countries you would go into.
But Thirlby says there are other challenges too.
There's going to be some limiting factors for a while still on cherries. We've got to get this phytosanitary situation that they're requiring. They require us to fumigate, which is a scenario where we go in and these boxes actually get put into a gas chamber and it kills any pests that might be in there, and then they go over there.
Challenges aside, Thirlby says sending International Program Director Keith Hu for a visit is time and money well spent.
We've got some policy and phytosanitary discussion work to do over there, and that's where Keith's going to be next week. And we think we're heading that way. Once we get that taken care of, yes, India looks to me to be, you know, if there's such thing left in the world as the next big boom market for our cherry growers, it's going to be India.
Listen tomorrow for more on this next big market for Northwest growers.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.